Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources here in Fulton County. On this morning's show, I'd like to wrap up and review last week's Corn and Soybeans Day at Founders Hall in Archbold. The 2013 Corn and Soybean Day was held on Thursday, January 24th in Archbold. The event had an attendance of 255 farmers, sponsors, exhibitors, and speakers. The day included comprehensive crop production, soil fertility, pest treatment, and nutrient management presentations from respected extension specialists. The overall objective of the day? To improve crop production in Northwest Ohio while remaining cost-effective, agronomically sound, and environmentally friendly. In addition to the speakers, attendees had the chance to earn private or commercial pesticide applicator credits and certified crop advisor CEUs. 29 sponsor exhibitors, ranging from financial services, precision agriculture consultants, crop inputs, grain marketing, and agricultural agencies, were on hand to talk with attendees and discuss their products. Today, I'd like to summarize the thoughts of two of the speakers and finish on next week's show wrapping up the thoughts of the final two speakers. The first speaker at Corn Soybean Day was University of Illinois corn specialist Dr. Emerson Nafziger. He says that corn following drought corn usually produces a good or solid crop. With some possible carryover nitrogen, less corn residue, and possibly a little more water storage, corn after drought-stressed corn picks up some advantages. In general, corn following soybeans produce slightly higher yields than corn after corn with respect to 2012. No-till corn generally produce better than conventional tilled corn, and this could be possibly attributed to more water storage and deeper root penetration. Soil compaction, poor soil structure, and sidewall compaction hurt corn yields in 2012 and led to some instances of floppy corn with inadequate root development and lodging. Some drought-resistant corn varieties do better, but the gains are generally modest. Most corn has built-in traits for producing higher yields, even under drought or stressful conditions. According to Nafziger's research, and this applies in 2012, yields tend to maximize at a corn population of 35,000 seeds per acre, and extra nitrogen did not increase corn yields in the past production year. Most corn now needs about 3/4 of a pound of nitrogen per bushel, compared to 1 to 1.2 pounds of nitrogen per bushel required a decade ago. That's the wrap on Dr. Nafziger's presentation. The final speaker for the day, I'm going to jump to Greg LaBarge, who is doesn't need much of an introduction here in Fulton County. He discussed soil factors for high yields. Greg revealed that 200 bushel corn needs approximately 22 inches per year of water or precipitation, and 300 bushel corn needs 33 inches of water per yields. Greg explained that soil type and the amount of organic matter influence how much water is available to plants. Clay and higher organic matter soils can hold more water than sands or lower organic matter soils. Several ways were suggested to build soil structure. The producer should maintain a good fertility program at 6.0 to 6.8 pH. Reduced tillage or no tillage should be considered over conventional tillage practices, and cover crops, manure, and other organic additions should be added to soil to improve the structure. Specifically, cover crops, with regard to cover crops, they are easier to work into a producer's rotation when following a wheat crop. Greg concluded his presentation with some information on gypsum. Gypsum is a good source of calcium and sulfur without changing the soil pH. It is not like the traditional liming agents that adjust our pH up or down. It works well in the reclamation of sodic or serpentine soils and may help with soil crusting. He does, however, caution the yield response to gypsum and suggests evaluating the cost-benefit in your operation. Overall, Greg's presentation focused on the fact that higher yield demands higher water. Attention to soil structure, water holding capacity, and organic matter, or carbon, is more critical than ever. And it's important to remember that as a producer, our agronomic management practices are equal to management in moving yields higher. All in all, the day was a very good day, and if you weren't able to join us, the notes will be posted on fulton.osu.edu to our website, and we hope that you can join us at next year's Corn and Soybean Day. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Extension Connection, and Extension Connection is a weekly radio show as a project of OSU Extension and WMTR Radio. I'm Eric Reeker for Extension Connection. Have a great week, Fulton County.